Symphony in September Magazine, 2024. Letter from the Rector. Dear friends, September is a month in the church calendar when we see lots of organisations and activities get up and running again after a summer break. We have been greatly encouraged this summer through reflecting together on some of the GROW seminars hosted by the diocese earlier this year, as we have looked together at some components of church life that are important for growth. As a community, we would love to see more people influenced by the person, the teaching, and the love of Jesus Christ. As we see events unfolding around the cities of the UK at present, there is a huge need there, and so many people seem to be hurting and looking for something to fill the emptiness inside. We believe that Jesus holds out that opportunity to all who are open to receive him, and what a privilege it is when we see him encountering him or rediscovering him. We see September as being a month of invitation. There is nothing as effective as encouraging people to attend church with a personal invitation. Many people feel suspicious of or even nervous about coming to a church service. If they have never been before or they haven't been for a long time, they can feel anxious about what to do, where to sit, what to wear, what happens during a service. How will I know when to sit or to stand? They all seem like pretty basic questions if you're a seasoned churchgoer. If, however, you have never been before, it's great if someone sits beside you, meets you beforehand, or brings you, introduces you to people, and makes it a much more relaxed experience. We have some very special events to invite people to in September. The Mothers Union is hosting the Big Sing on Sunday the 8th of September at our evening service at 7 p.m. We will be joining members of the Mothers Union from all over the diocese to sing some well-loved hymns and share supper afterwards following that special evening service. On Sunday the 15th of September, we're having a special soup lunch after the morning service at 11 a.m. It's a great way to meet new people over lunch. If you know someone who has recently moved into the area, why not invite them along? On Sunday the 22nd of September, we are having an invitation Sunday. Each household in the parish will receive an invitation and two others to pass on to a friend or neighbour. We want people to know about our organisations and activities and share why we believe having a Christian faith can bring hope and meaning and purpose to our lives as we worship together. It would be lovely to see the church filled and lots of new faces as they are invited by parishioners. There will be bacon butties from 10 a.m. before the service at 11 a.m. We are also longing to start a new group for the teens in our church on the last Sunday in September. It'll take place twice a month and allow them a space for reflection, worship and discussion. We are very keen to find some volunteers who might help us with this. So if you think you might be able to help, please have a word with Jono or Andy. There is a very warm and welcoming spirit within the DNA of St Finian's. Many years ago, as a curate in a neighbouring parish, I came on a Sunday off. I'd got up late, hadn't shaved, and really looked quite scruffy as I slipped into a back seat. The lady who welcomed me said she would help me with the books if I didn't know how to follow what was going on. She pointed out the rector at the front and told me I would really be encouraged by what he would have to say later in the service. She told me she hoped I'd enjoy the service and to feel free to come back. It was a very lovely encounter, and I wonder if we realise the differences small exchanges can make for visitors. Sometimes September can be a time for re-establishing habits that possibly have slipped. I often try to eat a bit healthier or get back into exercise. Maybe if you haven't been to church in a while, this could be a great moment to get back into it. We want to wish those who are about to start school or head off to university or start a new school the very best. These transitions are really important moments. I remember discovering a great church when I headed off to university for the first time. So I hope if you are heading away, you might discover a good local church. We extend our warmest congratulations to parishioner Jack McMillan on his incredible achievements at the Olympic Games in Paris, winning a gold medal in the men's swimming 4x200m freestyle relay team for Team GB. Can we take inspiration from such discipline and selfless teamwork as we strive to serve our local community and make Jesus known far and wide in the year to come? With very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. From the Registers 2024. Christian Burial. 15th of June, Jack Monaghan. 22nd of July, James Johnson. 26th of July, William James, Jim Harrison. 16th of August, Margaret Faulkner. 19th of August, Joyce Murphy. Holy Baptism. 21st of July, Thomas Bancroft, son of Catherine and Sam. Christian Marriage. 20th of August, Peter Armstrong and Erin Porter. Book of Remembrance. Each year on the first Sunday in November, a service of thanksgiving is held to remember those who have died in the past year. During the month of September, you will be contacted to provide details for the Book of Remembrance, and a form will be posted or emailed to you. Completed forms should be returned to Linda Leonard by Saturday the 28th of September. If you have any queries, please contact Linda on 028 90 594 835. This year's service will be held on Sunday, the 3rd of November at 7 p.m. Bible Week. This year's Bible Week will welcome the Right Reverend Stuart Bell. Stuart is an assistant bishop in the Anglican Convocation in Europe with primary responsibility for Wales. An Englishman by birth, Bishop Bell was formerly a canon of the Church in Wales and a former rector of St Michael's Church, Aberystwyth, the largest Anglican congregation in Wales. As well as inspiring teaching, the annual Bible Week includes worship and prayer ministry. It is a wonderful opportunity for clergy, leaders and parishioners alike to be refreshed ahead of the busy autumn term. The venue this year is in St Saviour's, Dollingstown, each evening at 7:45 p.m. from Tuesday the 27th to Friday the 30th of August. Don't miss it. Preparing for Autumn. From September through to mid-November, there will be a number of special events held in church. If you're free, please come and join the work team on Saturday the 31st of August from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. to help clean and tidy the church as we prepare for these services and events. Sunday School. Sunday School will resume on Sunday the 8th of September. All children in P1 to P7 are welcome to join us for Bible stories, crafts and games. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick will resume on Wednesday the 4th of September at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome to join us for tea and coffee, scones and friendship in the sexton's room after the service. St Finian's Toddlers Group. The St Finian's Toddlers Group will resume on Monday the 9th of September from 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the Houston Hall. All parents, grandparents, carers and childminders are very welcome. If you have ever attended, why not come along? Activities include play, arts and crafts, singing, chat, snack and a cuppa. Everyone welcome. Soup Fellowship. Remember Sunday the 15th of September. Why? Soup lunch after the morning service in the Houston Hall. Come and enjoy the fellowship over a bowl of tasty soup. Make sure your name is on the list at the back of the church to avoid disappointment, as numbers are limited. The menu. Bowl of soup and bread followed by dessert, tea or coffee. Price. Generous donation for church funds. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will continue on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinians@btconnect.com or contact the rector. Welcome Sunday, 22nd of September. Sunday the 22nd of September will be Welcome Sunday in St Finian's Parish Church. We will be asking all our parishioners to invite friends and family who are not yet members of any church to join us for our morning prayer service. St Finian's has good news to share. We worship and grow together as disciples of the living Lord Jesus. This good news is ours to share, and this is an ideal opportunity to spread the word. On the 22nd, the 9 a.m. service of Holy Communion will meet as usual. Following that, at 10 a.m, parishioners and guests will meet in the hall for tea, coffee and free bacon baps. Veggie options will be included. Morning prayer will start at 11 a.m. and while it will be our traditional prayer book service, its tone will be welcoming to those who are not in the habit of attending a church service. In this service, we will share the good news of Jesus and invite visitors to join us as fellowship disciples in weekly worship. In early September, each parishioner will be given a letter with details of the service, as well as two invitations to share with others. To facilitate this, we are asking five parishioners to join us on Tuesday the 3rd of September at 7:30 p.m. in the Sexton's Room to collate and prepare the invitations. If you can help with this task, please sign the sheet at the back of the church. The congregation will then be asked on the 8th of September to take the sets of invitations and deliver them to parishioners. Please take time to pray for this opportunity to share the gospel and grow our church. When your invitation arrives, please do share the extra invitations with people who do not currently attend any church. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask either Jono or Andy. Yours in Christ, Jono and Andy. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello, ladies. Welcome back after our summer break. Our autumn session begins on Wednesday the 11th of September at 2 p.m. We are very pleased that Catherine Hill, Nick Eatley and Joanne Thompson are joining us to describe the work of this together, a social supermarket that offers help and support to any individual. In these times of widespread need, there are great demands on its services. We are taking a light-hearted view of life on Wednesday the 25th with Olive Turkington's Give the Girl the Right Shoes. Anyone who has a pair of shoes which have a special significance may bring them and share the memories they call to mind. Our group is open to all ladies, so come along and bring a friend. We'll be pleased to see you. Julie. Flower donation, Rhoda. September. 1st, Say Family. 8th, Mr. G. Dara. 15th, Mrs. A. Thompson. 22nd, Mrs. M. Corbett. 29th, Mrs. M. Catney. The Lindsay Chorale Concert on Saturday the 19th of October at 7:30 p.m. The Lindsay Chorale will be coming to entertain us with their extensive repertoire from sacred, classical, folk stage, musicals and even a little pop music. Conducted by Keith Acheson and accompanied by our very own Daniel Clements. Keep the date free. It promises to be a great night's entertainment with a cup of tea served for good measure. Tickets will be available in September from our Glebe Warden Karen Gately at a cost of £15. All proceeds will go to St Finian's Parish Church. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, text Robin, who will be willing to help. This is completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Telephone number 0751 394 7504. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning. Duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday the 28th of September. See you then, Jim Hockey, Glebe Warden. Grass cutting in the church grounds. We're still at that time of year when grass cutting is needed in the church grounds. We would like to thank those who have come forward so far to help with this task, but would be grateful for more volunteers to operate our ride-on lawnmower in order to keep the grounds in good order. Many hands make light work. If you're interested in helping in the church in this activity, please contact one of our Glebe Wardens, Jim Hockey, on 0785-038-9831 or Karen Gately on 0787-271-24763. Your assistance would be greatly appreciated. Paris 2024, Jack Strikes Gold. Jack McMillan, featured on the front cover, has won an Olympic gold medal swimming in Paris as part of Team GB's 4x200m freestyle relay team. Cheered on by brother Leo, Jack swam a very fast leg in the semi-final to finish as the fastest qualifiers and secure a favourable lane for the final swim won by Team GB, beating USA and Australia. This was not Jack's first Olympics, as he represented Ireland in Tokyo in 2020. He also swam in three different categories at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham in 2022. Jack has been swimming since he was 4 years old, and in St Finian's we have been keenly following his steady progress since he started in his first competitions. He and Leo were members of St Finian's BB, which he combined with intense early morning swimming training and studies at RBAI. His regular success in competitions throughout the UK and Europe has led him to focus on a swimming career. He moved to Scotland for full-time training at Stirling University in preparation for the Olympics. Jack's mum and dad were very involved in encouraging his career, taking him to all those early morning training sessions, and their example has been his inspiration. His dad Richard died in 2018, and his mum Jenny, who served as church warden in St Finian's, died in 2023. Congratulations, Jack, on your wonderful achievement. Craig of Crafters. Craig of Crafters will resume on Tuesday the 3rd of September. If you enjoy knitting, crocheting, sewing or any other craft, come along on a Tuesday morning at 10:30. Needles, hooks, wool, chat and a cup of tea or coffee will be provided. Any new members will be made most welcome. Knit and crocheted blankets will be completed and sent to the Ulster Hospital Casualty Department. We will be making bags, washcloths, hats and gloves for the Samaritan's Purse shoeboxes. Janet Johnson, telephone number 07711 885203. Divine Healing Ministries. The Divine Healing Ministry service will be held on Tuesday the 24th September at 7:30 p.m. The service will include a guest speaker. Everyone is very welcome. Norman Slater. Services for September. Sunday the 1st of September, 14th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday the 8th of September, 15th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. The Big Sing, hymn singing service hosted by the Mothers Union. Sunday the 15th of September, 16th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. morning prayer followed by soup lunch, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 22nd of September, 17th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. invitation service, bacon buddies serve from 10 a.m. 7 p.m. evening prayer. Sunday the 29th of September, 18th Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. a service of wholeness and healing, 7 p.m. evening prayer. Prayer cells. One of the things which has emerged from the GROW seminars about church growth is a desire to form some prayer cells. These are small groups of 2 to 5 people which will meet regularly for prayer for the parish, for each other and for the world around us. A small group of people are going to make the Glebe's Room in the Houston Hall into a prayer space that can be used by prayer cells. Other cells may prefer to meet in people's homes, in a park if the weather is suitable, or wherever the cell feels comfortable. We believe prayer is central to church growth, and if this is something you have a heart for, why not invite a couple of like-minded people to pray with you? You can use the Glebe's Room or any place you feel comfortable. Feel free to contact the clergy for resources to guide your prayer time. Messy Church. Hello friends, we hope that you are well and refreshed from the summer break. We look forward to meeting in friendship, fun and faith for another Messy Church on Friday the 27th of September. Please come along and bring a friend or two. Our crafts and games are aimed at children aged 3 to 11, but everyone is very welcome and the session runs from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. As usual, there will be tea, coffee and biscuits for the grown-ups as well as juice, a light supper and treats for the children. Any help from parents, guardians, carers is always very much appreciated. See you then, Lord willing, the Messy Church team. For where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Mothers Union. Hello everyone, here we are again in September with the new beginnings that is this month brings. The children and young people are starting back to school and university, and most people are returning to their normal work or other activities after the summer holidays, and our Mothers Union meetings resume. I read an article a while back where a famous celebrity said that looking back on their life, although they had made mistakes, they didn't need forgiveness. That's a bold statement and not one that I could subscribe to. I've hurt people by things I've said and done and offended against God. But thank God forgiveness is available to all of us personally. So in this new season, we can have a new beginning. As the hymn says, there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There is a door that is open and you may go in. At Calvary's cross is where you begin when you come as a sinner to Jesus. Our Mother's Union notable beginnings dates are listed below. Down in Dromore Diocesan Big Sing, Sunday the 8th of September, 7 p.m. St Finian's, followed by refreshments in the Houston Hall. Outing to Killaloe, Thursday the 19th of September, 10 a.m. Clive Scholar will meet us for a tour of the castle, followed by a leisurely guided walk around the historical town and finishing with lunch in the Dufferin Arms. The cost of the tour is £5 per person, with each person paying for their own lunch. Clive spoke at our February meeting and it was an enjoyable occasion. It should therefore be a fascinating tour, with Clive delighting in telling us the stories of his own inimitable way. This is an open meeting to all folk, men and women in the parish and their friends, and everyone will be made very welcome. Please note this tour requires a certain amount of walking. Anyone who wants to go, please give their names to Liz Walker or Angela Harvey by Sunday the 8th of September and indicate if you require a lift. Thursday the 3rd of October, 7:30 p.m, Autumn Reopening Meeting of our Parish Mothers Union, Bring and Buy Sale in the Houston Hall. All Ireland Mothers Union Getaway Weekend, Friday, Saturday the 11th and 12th of October, City Hall, Armagh. Please contact Liz or myself if interested. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, Mobile 07596075081. Liz Walker, Branch Leader, Mobile 0777-461-7549. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayer, September 2024. 1st and 2nd of September, Harare in Zimbabwe, Machakos in Kenya, Ogori, Magongo and Ekiti in Nigeria, Southwark in England and Fulbani in India. 3rd to the 5th of September, Khartoum in Sudan, Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, Bari and Alessa in Nigeria, Gloucester in England and Durgapur in India. 7th to the 9th of September, Pagong in South Sudan, Southern Nyanza in Kenya, Kudichi and Lisa North in Nigeria, Bristol in England, Karnataka Central in India. 10th to the 12th of September, Pretoria in South Africa, North Bale in Uganda, Oke Osun in Nigeria, Exeter in England and Barbados. 14th to the 16th of September, Matha in South Africa, Namirembe in Uganda, Panskin and Sabongida Ora in Nigeria, Dublin and Glendalough in all Ireland, and Central Solomons in Solomon Islands. 17th to the 19th of September, Buye in Burundi, Sebe in Uganda, Apakaliki and Ekiti Oke in Nigeria, Southwell in Nottingham, in England and Belize. 21st to the 23rd of September, Rumbek in South Sudan, Soroti in Uganda, Abi Nagwa North, and Oya in Nigeria. Peterborough in England and Northeastern Caribbean and Aruba. 24th to the 26th of September, Makamba in Burundi, North Karamoja in Uganda, Lukja and Sapel in Nigeria, Churu in England, and Tirunelveli in India. 28th to the 30th of September, Katanga in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwenzori in Uganda, Mabezi and Egba in Nigeria, Meath and Kildare in all Ireland, and Tiruchirappalli, Thanjavur in India. Happy 102nd birthday. On Thursday the 27th of June, a few family members and friends met to celebrate and enjoy afternoon tea with Nell Moncrief, who was celebrating her upcoming 102nd birthday on the 28th of June. Nell was born before Ireland was partitioned, and therefore her birthday qualified for recognition from the Irish Parliament. With thanks to Hilda Arnold, Jono presented Nell with a medal for turning 102. She entertained and amazed us with stories about her time in America and coming back and qualifying as a midwife. Nell was presented with gifts from the All-Ireland Indoor Members Representative Mrs. Irene Boyd and the Diocesan President of the Mothers Union Mrs. Mavis Thompson. A very enjoyable afternoon was had by all. Thanks from Nell. I would like to thank all the ladies associated with the Mothers Union that both organised and attended my 102nd birthday luncheon in St Finian's, Houston Hall on Thursday the 27th of June. I would also like to thank the Rector for his surprise presentation of the medal for getting old and reading out the accompanying letter from the President of the Irish Republic. I have been associated with the Mothers Union in St Finian's for many enjoyable years and have wonderful memories of this time. The luncheon brought back so many of these memories. I would also like to thank everyone for their kind gifts and cards, which I shall cherish. Love and God bless, Nell Moncrief. The Boys' Brigade in St Finian's. Like everyone else in St Finian's and beyond, the officers and boys of the 74th Belfast Company are delighted to congratulate our former member Jack McMillan on his Olympic gold medal success. Avoiding puns about getting back into the swim of things, our weekly programmes will resume on Monday the 9th of September for junior and company sections and Tuesday the 10th of September for the anchor boys. The Boys' Brigade is one of the largest Christian youth organisations in the UK and Republic of Ireland and has members in countries throughout the world. We are committed to seeing lives enriched by supporting children and young people to reach their full potential, providing opportunities to meet together and engage in a range of fun and developmental activities and experiences. There's something for every young person. And members develop skills, build confidence, make friends, take responsibility, and are encouraged to make a real difference in their communities, sharing the values that make us who we are. After a more casual approach as we reconvened following COVID, we will be returning to wearing Boys' Brigade uniform from September and will continue to ensure that our wide-ranging activities meet the requirements of the boys' badge structure so that participation in activities is rewarded. As we start our new session, we would be delighted to welcome all our existing members back and we would encourage new members for all sections. Details of each of the sections are as follows. Anchor Boys, Tuesdays, 6:45 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Anger Boys is the section of the Boys Brigade Company for boys aged 4 to 8. Anger Boys participate in a wide range of activities: arts and crafts, music, games, Bible stories and sports. They have a national badge program designed to prepare them for further membership in the company and to develop them socially, educationally and spiritually. Junior Section, Monday 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. Junior Section is our second section and is for boys aged between 8 and 11. Junior Section meetings are crammed full of challenges, games and activities. The award program is specifically designed to encourage a child to look beyond themselves. Many are interested in one type of activity, perhaps sports or natural history. Our special program provides for such interests and at the same time encourages boys to try other activities of a different type. We will also provide opportunities to go on trips and days out to places like the zoo, theme parks or a farm, outdoor activity centres and sports events such as Ulster Rugby and the Giants Ice Hockey. Company Section, Monday from 7:15 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The company section is for young people from 11 to 18 years of age, and its programme follows the Boys Brigade badge framework, which enables boys to take part in a fun, balanced and challenging programme, while being recognised for effort and achievement and building trusting relationships. Boys working towards their President's and King's badges have the opportunity to transfer their achievements towards the Duke of Edinburgh Award and acquire skills which are transferable to the world of higher education and employment. If you'd like to chat about your sons, joining any of the sections, please feel free to contact any of our officers in charge of the section. Company Captain, Trevor Smith. Telephone number 077-107-32592. Company Section, Michael Cunningham. Telephone 078-342-37415. Junior Section, Linda Lyons. Telephone number 077-248-78607. Anchor Boys, Matthew Elder. Telephone number 074-505-87826. St Finian's Pilates. Hello there. By the time you read this, Pilates will have been up and running again at St Finian's, and hopefully those taking part will already be feeling the benefits. Before the summer break, I had written about the optimal alignment of the spine, identified a couple of the more common postural types and the various exercises that can help to improve posture in each case. This month, I'd like to talk about another postural type, which I'll refer to as the flat back. In this case, the clue is in the name, with the back being predominantly flat rather than the gentle S-curve in an ideal posture. Typically, the head may again be jutting forward of the ideal position so that the neck flexors will be weak, and while the upper section of the back can be rounded, the lower part will be quite straight with the pelvis tilted backwards. This immediately puts the lower spine under stress, and it's not surprising to know that many people with this posture experience lower back pain. The hamstring muscles are shortened, pulling the pelvis back, while the hip flexors will be long and weak, and usually the knee joints are hyperextended or locked, and the upper abdominal muscle are often short. As I noted previously, muscles that are shorter or longer than their ideal length cannot function effectively as either a stabilizer or a mobilizer, and the body is fundamentally unbalanced. The exercises recommended for a flat back posture include roll downs, spine curls and or shoulder bridges, side rolls, oblique curl ups, the Cossack spine rotation and hamstring stretches. A few of these exercises are also recommended for the other poor posture types, and the majority will form part of a standard class. So the good news is that no matter which type you are, you will benefit from regular Pilates sessions. I hope that this will encourage more of you to take steps to improve your posture, and in doing so, improve your overall health and well-being. But in the meantime, take care and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is very welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you have any questions or want to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, on 0794 136 8546, or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Samaritan's Purse 2024 Shoebox Appeal. Hello everyone. Just a gentle reminder that the shoeboxes and leaflets will be available to fill in from the first week in September. That will give everyone around 2 months to put together little items of joy for a boy or girl in the following age categories: 2 to 4, 5 to 9 and 10 to 14. Perhaps you have been fortunate enough to purchase a few items in the recent sales. Listed below are some ideas that you could choose from: dolls, wristwatches, pumps, blow-up balls, musical instruments, yo-yos, pants or vests, clothing items, flip-flops, crayons, notebooks, rubbers, pencils, stickers, combs, toothbrushes, washcloths, fun stickers, plastic eating utensils, hats, hair accessories, Play-Doh, colouring books, paints, small action figures, frisbees, skipping ropes, cars, Lego, interactive toys, slinky, small puzzles, felt tip pens, rubbers, safety scissors, water bottle, cup, nail clippers, mirror, stick deodorant and non-liquid lip balm are some items to consider for our box. We respectfully remind everyone that the Samaritan Purse boxes cost £1 each, and in addition to this, an essential donation of £5 is required per box to cover project costs. You can place this inside the envelope provided. This fee will cover collection, shipping and training local churches to lead a safe, well-organised children's event where your shoebox will be given to a child in need. Or if you prefer, you can make this donation online at Follow Your Box, and you can print out a barcode, place it inside your shoebox on top of the contents, and this will enable you to tell which country the shoebox gets sent to. The Samaritan's Purse Shoebox Appeal is a hands-on way for each of us to show God's love and to bless children in need all across the world in Jesus' precious name. Thank you so much, everyone. God bless. If you have any questions at all, please ring Mark or Charmaine on telephone number 078 705 674 49. Contact details: Rector. Telephone number 028 907 93822. Curate. Telephone number 079 053 684 74. Church office hours: Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday 9 a.m. 2 p.m. Telephone number 028 907 92793. Email address: office.craiga@down.anglican.org. magazine. Please send articles for inclusion in the October magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office 028 907 927 93 by noon on Tuesday, the 3rd of September. Don't forget to check out the church website www.stfinians.org. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you'd like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 and 2. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians. Registered with the Charity Commission for Northern Ireland, NIC 10197.